Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is time to head to central Minnesota, actually western Minnesota, bringing our friend Clyde Tiffany. He's a field agronomist with Pioneer. Clyde, how you been?
I've been good. We had, you know, just a fast and furious planting pace this year. It you know, people got excited about an early spring, and then it, you know, because of Easter being nice and warm, then all of a sudden it was cold for about 3-4 weeks. And then once it got going, boy, it didn't stop, because we had really dry conditions. We're still quite dry, but virtually all the corn and the beans are in the ground right now. We could use a nice rain.
I visited your territory yesterday. In fact, we drove around handing out some treats to farmers that were out in the field. And I would say we probably went to about 13, 15 farms, somewhere in that range. And most of the guys that we talked to that were doing soybeans, they said they probably would be wrapping up this week, that most of the way through. But that was the one thing I kind of found interesting, because you guys, or at least western Minnesota, got some decent rains back in March. And, you know, drought wasn't an issue, but the fields were pretty dry. And that's what the growers were saying, is like, we could use another drink of water now.
Yeah, it's a lot of times we were planting into, you know, dry topsoil, but there was moisture down below. And so with the press wheels, typically it'll draw some of that moisture up, or we were able to get the soil, the seed on some moist soil. There are some fields where there is dry weather or dry soils next to the seed, so we may have some erratic emergence. If we get a rain this weekend, which they're talking might be a chance, that would go a long way to getting our stands up and make them uniform.
Right. Probably not any crazy rains from what I'm hearing. Maybe Sunday would be the best chance to get to some rain, but, you know, it's not going to be an inch or two by the sounds of it. We'll see how it plays out.
We're going to get what we get, but, you know, we'd love to have at least a half inch. I know there's a lot of people concerned that they've got their pre-herbicides down and there's not enough moisture to activate them.
And I
still think a pre is a good idea, even if the activation comes a few weeks later than ideal, because you'll get some of the smaller plants, some of the smaller weeds, you might actually get a little bit of reach back. Once they get bigger, then you can't stop them. You've got to get them with post-emerge.
Okay.
But they'll stop the germination of the later flushes that come later in the season. So there's still value in using a pre or residual when you're doing your early post-emerge applications. But we all could use a rain. I think everybody has been... They've run pretty hard. They could probably use a few days rest, too, just to catch up.
Clyde, is there any concern for the freezing that we've had at the night? It's been kind of weird. Even if we do get warm during the day, it seems to, you know, get back into the 20s and around that freezing mark, at least in a fair portion of our region. And there were some seeds already planted. So is there any concern there?
I have not seen any frost damage other than to my wife's marigold.
Okay.
She took a chance and put them out, and we covered them a few nights. And then she said, "I think they'll be okay." To, a few nights ago, and they got nipped. But I've seen a few pictures on Twitter of some corn that got nipped a little bit. But we don't have much emerged crop in our area yet.
Okay.
We're just starting to row some things. So with soybeans, they're a little different in the sense that they bring their growing point above ground right away. Corn leaves it below ground. But there's a two-edged sword on that. Corn tissue is more sensitive. It's thinner tissue, and it frosts more easily than cotyledons of soybeans. So even though people are concerned about soybeans getting frosted, you'd have to have it really a hard freeze, not a frost, to kill the growing point, because the cotyledons are fleshier, they got waxy, they're thicker, they contain more salts, and they tend not to freeze as easily as those corn seedlings. But the advantage, of course, for corn is that growing point stays below ground, until we get several weeks into the season at V4, V5, somewhere in there. It starts creeping up and getting close to the soil surface.
Again, that is Clyde Tiffany, a field agronomist in western Minnesota. This is Inset Agriculture.